going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in today, and it is an honor and a pleasure to welcome our next guest on the show this afternoon, Dr. Congressman Bob Onder. I'm not sure how you juggle those titles, but Congressman, welcome to the Mark Reardon Show.
Thank you, Brad. Great to be back.
I also have to give a disclaimer. Before he was a congressman, a U.S. congressman, Dr. Bob actually treated me for allergies. So in case there's some kind of a problem with that, I wanted to go ahead and throw that out there to know that he's not only my congressman, but he's also my doctor, which is absolutely a cool thing, a doctor in Congress. But Dr. Bob, or Congressman, what I want to do is I want to jump in here because I know that your time is very precious. And what I want to talk about is this. Today, or this week, actually, we're looking at the end of the first 100 days of the second Trump administration. Up to this point, what is your analysis of the Trump administration thus far?
Well, of course, President Trump was elected on a number of very important issues, the top two of which were securing the border, improving public safety, and improving the economy. And I think we're already seeing success in both of those areas. Border crossings are down as much as 95% compared to the days of the Biden administration. I mean, and this is even before Congress has passed the so-called Big Beautiful Bill that we're working on to provide more resources for border security. And regarding the economy, we've had a good jobs report. We have low inflation. I do think our economy is going to face some headwinds in the course of tariffs and the potential trade war. But at the same time, I think overall we're on the right track as we see the Trump tax cuts from 2017 renewed, as we see deregulation, especially in the area of energy policy. I think things are going to get better and better.
Now, you mentioned, Congressman, you mentioned the trade tariffs, and you mentioned we have some headwinds coming up. But one of the things that drives me crazy, one of the millions of things that drives me crazy about the mainstream media is that they never talk about the big picture. We hear a lot. We hear every day about the problems with the economy right now because of allegedly tied to the tariffs. But what's the big picture? In other words, what are these tariffs designed to accomplish?
Yeah, I think the big picture is that we look at a world economy where almost every country has much higher trade barriers, tariffs, but also other, especially Europe, non-tariff barriers, various ridiculous regulations. And this has gutted American manufacturing over the past decades. It's caused a loss of jobs. It's caused a loss of manufacturing capacity. And really even is a national security concern. So what President Trump is talking about with reciprocal tariffs, but I think in many cases we'll see trade deals negotiated before the tariffs go into effect. We're talking about rebalancing things, returning to a regime that's as fair of as free of trade as possible, but also fair trade where we aren't taken advantage of by foreign economies and foreign countries.
We're talking to U.S. Congressman Bob Onder from right here in Missouri. And Congressman, you mentioned, obviously, at the very beginning, the things that Donald Trump was elected to do. One of those things dealt with immigration. Now, you mentioned that immigration is down 95%. I've seen in some places that it's down to zero in areas that were flooded. It's down to zero illegal immigrant crossings compared to where they were just a year or two ago. And I want to ask you about this. We were told for the 4 years of the Biden administration that nothing could be done about the border unless Congress acted. What does the current state of the illegal immigration in the United States say about that position of the Biden administration when they tried to blame Congress for the problem?
Yeah, well, not only was there talk, Brad, about Congress acting, but there was something very specific that Biden, Chuck Schumer, and the Democrats wanted Congress to do, which is to pass what I called the Biden amnesty bill, the bill that would say that a million illegal aliens could enter the country every year before the president could do anything to shut down the border. You know, in the first 100 days, Congress has done one thing. We passed the Lake and Riley Act, which is a very important piece of legislation to crack down on and detain and deport criminal illegal aliens. But most of what's been done by the Trump administration is to enforce already existing law. And I've been saying this, I've been fighting this issue for a couple of decades now. I've always said that we don't so much need new laws. In some cases, we need more resources at the border. But what we need is to enforce the law. And President Trump, by doing that, along with Tom Holm and Kristi Noem and Pat Bondi and others, has enforced the law. And the message to would-be illegal aliens is that we're not tolerating it anymore. So we're doing two things. One is we're shutting down the borders. We're cutting down on border crossings. And at the same time, we're sending the message that we're going to do interior enforcement as well. If you are illegally in the country, especially if you're illegally in the country and committing crimes, we are going to detain and deport you. If you're a member of an alien drug gang or a human trafficking gang, or trafficking in fentanyl, we are going to detain and deport you. And that's what President Trump has done. And I think in addition to the very high-profile deportations you hear talked about, I think you have a lot of self-deportation. You have a lot of people who are just saying, you know, I thought under Joe Biden I was going to get his stay here forever. Eventually I'd get citizenship and welfare benefits and the right to vote. Well, maybe the calculus for those people favors going back home to their country of origin.
And what's your reaction to this, Congressman? Because I've talked about this earlier in the show today, but one of the hot issues right now deals with this Wisconsin judge, Hannah Dugan, who was arrested by the FBI. And we hear the liberals in Congress and in the Senate talking about how it's terrible that a member of the judicial branch has been arrested by the executive branch. But we know that there's solid evidence that she was breaking the law. Do you have any problem with the Trump administration having this judge, Hannah Dugan, arrested in light of the fact that there's evidence that she was actively breaking the law?
Yeah, I don't see anything in our Constitution or our statute books that says judges don't have to obey laws. Look, she was harboring an illegal alien, and that's a crime, and she deserves to get arrested and charged and tried, and if she's guilty, sent to prison just like anyone else. Certainly, it's appropriate that she has lost her judgeship. No, this you just can't make these stories up. They are so ridiculous. But that is the mindset of the sanctuary city Democrats who just want to snub their nose at our immigration law and oppose President Trump at every step of the way. It really is Trump derangement syndrome, as it's sometimes been called, that there are these issues that 80-90% of the public supports us, the Republican Congress, President Trump on, and yet the Democrats insist on doing ridiculous things like this, like having sanctuary cities and doing everything they can to resist immigration enforcement.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We're talking to Congressman Bob Onder from right here in Missouri. And Congressman, I know your time is very valuable, but I want to get to this question before we go. And that is, we've heard about the big, beautiful bill that's going to be coming out of Congress regarding the taxes and lowering taxes and making the temporary tax reduction that came in the first Trump administration, make those elements permanent. Where do we stand on the big, beautiful tax bill?
Yeah, that's right, Brad. It is critical that we pass that bill. You know, otherwise, the American people, will face a $9.5 trillion tax increase, the largest tax increase in American history. The average American family will see a 22% increase in their taxes. Before Easter recess, we passed the Senate version of the budget resolution that got the process started. I'm happy to say that this week we're going to have markups, committee work on where we actually write the big, beautiful bill. Tomorrow, Education and Workforce that I serve on will be marking up their part of the bill. And the next day, Judiciary and Transportation Infrastructure that I also serve on will be marking up their part of the bill. So we're moving right along. Our version of the bill out by Memorial Day. Hopefully our Senate counterparts will follow suit and we'll get this done sometime late spring, early this summer.
Right. And I guess that was going to be my question about how we move forward, the timeline. Obviously, a lot of folks don't have any concept of how complicated it is to get a bill out like this through the reconciliation process and elements of the bill. But at this point, and I'm not going to ask about any amendments or anything to the bill, but at this point, do you see passage of the big, beautiful bill sometime before the end of summer? Is this going to pass?
I think we will do it. I think we will pass it. There's always, give and take. And I will say, unfortunately, not a single Democrat will likely support us on this. This is a long cry from the bipartisanship of the era of Ronald Reagan, where Tip O'Neill and the Democrats did work with President Reagan on the Kemp-Roth-Reagan tax cut. Right now, Democrats are all pro-taxes, and they're not going to help us. But I think, despite our narrow majority in the U.S. House of Representatives, I think we get it done.
Excellent. Congressman Bob Onder from right here in Missouri, I know that your time is precious. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon here on the Mark Reardon Show.
Thank you, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Great to talk to you, sir.